I learned, as a teacher of English and criticism, I learned this technique of structural analysis. I learned it at Cambridge from Richards and Empson and people like that.
So, I'm not familiar with them. So
well, it's called the New Criticism in English, but it's really structural analysis.
What was their main...
Well, it's just this, that you attack a poem as a situation, a complex situation. You attack a word as a complex situation.
As a part of a wider...
Yes, a figuring out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it is a structural, always structural, and there are no value judgments. So what you're studying are really formal causes, not efficient causes. Now, the moralist works always with efficient cause. Or material cause.
How did you get from literature into the media? I mean,
well, that's
the
root. That was the root. Because as soon as you learn structural analysis in poetry, you quickly can apply it to environmental factors.
In your mind, how did that...
Well, it happened at Cambridge. I have a book here called Culture and Environment by one of these critics, Leavis, which I can show it to you. That was one of the books that started me on to the job of doing poetic analysis of the environment.
Right, it was...
It's what Barthes calls mythologies. Roland Barthes calls mythology. These are structural analyses of popular objects, popular themes.